BBSRadio.com. If it's not on mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. And welcome to Evident Footprints. It's so nice to have you back with us after a long weekend on this July the 14th on the West Coast, now already July the 15th on the East Coast. Got a great show for you tonight. We brought back a guest that I had a lot of fun with. We did about three shows together. We're talking about some new products that really have been around for hundreds of years, but coming back into the mainstream as a solution to a lot of the food issues and the nutritional issues that we Americans are facing. And before we bring him on the air, just want to mention, you might want to Google a word. Go to YouTube and just put YouTube in a search engine, a comma, and then put the words BOP, BOMB, B-O-P, and then BOMB. And you're going to see an interesting video on YouTube. And I guess the CIA has developed a new invention to give to Al-Qaeda to cause the wanton murder of U.S. soldiers. And where the Iraqis are getting oxygen tanks, I don't know. I would presume they're getting them from one of the pharmaceutical companies or one of the medical supply companies, which are the same thing as the pharmaceutical companies. And this news has been suppressed by the mainstream media, but there's a very interesting yet disturbing video on YouTube. So I thought I'd mention that to you. It seems as though they're trying to provoke something in Iran, of course, and so we're watching that, but we're not even going to play into the fear game. We're going to take care of ourselves, at least tonight. As is our custom, we like to bring you some solutions. We show you the truth. We tell you what we know to be the truth. And we're not asking anyone to believe us. We ask you to do a little bit of research, use some common sense, use your intuition, use your brains, and use your fingers. You know, go to the library and read some books, thumb through some pages, or go online. And you've got to use discernment online because there's as much disinformation out there as there is information. But once you start tripping on the truth, you'll find that every time you trip, it's probably the truth. The stuff that tends to try to discredit the information that comes out on a show like this or any other show where you know people are truth seekers, you can presume that it's something that they don't want to get out, so they have to counter it with something ridiculous. And tonight's show, we're going to get straight to a matter that I'm quite familiar with now. I use the products which are sold by tonight's guest, and really, that is just my opinion, but it happens to be something that many, many people across the country, actually all over the United States and Canada now, are starting to take note of, and that is the hemp products. And our guest tonight is the founder of Hemp USA. He has a website called hempusa.org. And I encourage you to visit his site. He's got a lot of really interesting nutritional supplements on his page. And actually, they're more than just supplements. They're actually foods. And we're going to invite him back on to Evident Footprints for a fourth time, Mr. Tom James. Tom, good evening and welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much for having me again. I love being on because we have so much fun, you know?
Oh, we do. We'll save the fun once we get rolling.
I know
you've had some hemp this evening, and yes. And I've had mine in my coffee. Actually, I've had two cups of coffee today with a little bit of hemp powder mixed in. And I got to tell you, I got a second wind, and I feel
it'll
really
do it to you. It'll do it every single time. It just really starts the engines, doesn't it? It wakes the brain up. I got so many emails that I could read you, but I don't want to bore you with them. But they're all about all the products. But recently, I got three, Don, about the coffee. And I tell people it won't make your heartbeat faster because there's no MSG, nicotine, or any products in it that don't belong there. It's all natural. And when it's mixed with hemp, which is all natural, it's really like a jet fuel, and it really wakes the brain up, and it's actually beneficial to the human body. And you can have it muscle tested. I tell people, take my products, take it to a muscle tester, you know, or a kinesiologist, whatever you want to call them, and check that product for your body. I guarantee you'll check 100% positive, in need of.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's kind of important, you know?
Yeah. Well, I worked a lot today. I was working on my website and preparing for tonight's show, and I really have to prepare for you. I've got to stay on top of things. So I went to your website, actually spent a couple hours there reading all the stuff you have and listening to a couple of your interviews. And there's a lot of really good information there. And I learned some things, too. I don't claim to know everything. I'm excited about the fact that I read some of the recipes about how hemp is being used in cooking. And I consider myself somewhat of a gourmet chef. At least people tell me that. And I started using the hemp. And I didn't eat all day, believe it or not. And I got around to finally munching on the seeds. Not the soft centers, but the seeds themselves.
Right.
And
right.
I think there's an art to eating those, you know.
Mm-hmm.
it's almost like popcorn if you're not chewing them carefully. If you chew them up really well, they're great. And I can tell that there's something different about eating the whole seeds. I don't know if you have any data on them other than
First of all, you know the process of what we do with our seeds. We're the only company that toasts them in North America without any nutrient or enzyme loss because of the process, because the outer coating protects it. But we do that for three reasons. First of all, we toast them so they're easier to chew. You can imagine what they're like if they're raw. Secondly, we don't want to sterilize them, so in that process of roasting them, that makes them taste better and easy to chew, they're also made non-viable, so they cannot grow. It splits the germ. So that leaves us without having to sterilize them like all the other companies do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They have to sterilize them. And sterilization, just the word sounds bad to me. You know what I mean? And we don't do that. So what we do is we offer people a great tasting hemp seed that's easy to chew, and in the process it's automatically made non-viable so it can't grow, which otherwise it wouldn't be allowed over the border.
Yeah.
Only seeds that are made non-viable, where the germ is split, where it cannot produce another plant, are allowed to cross the border from Canada to America. That's how strict the FDA is.
Well, you know, the ones I have are the unsalted, and I was thinking to myself, you know, these would be great with a little bit of salt. And I'm wondering, now
I use sea salt
in my
cooking. Yeah, the best sea salt. The best sea salt from Europe. We've been using that for 18 years. And that's a wonderful product. That's a wonderful salt, and it's extremely nutricious.
Is that the sea salt from Central Europe?
Yes, it's from Central Europe, the salt.
Like Switzerland, you mean? Or I'm just kidding. I'm pulling your leg.
To be honest with you, I think it's the same place where the racing pigs are from.
Well, those are from Germany.
Muscular pigs. Anyway, no, it is from Europe, and the name escapes me right now, actually, from where it's from, but I can get that for you in the next show, if you have me back, you know.
I don't know. The way this interview is going, this might be the last one. I'm just kidding.
What's
just
okay,
kidding.
Buddy. You know what I mean? I'll step up. I'll you know, maybe I'll get on Rush Limbaugh, you know?
Oh.
Buddy, yes, yeah. It is awesome. Yes, the coffee, as we touched on, There's nothing in this coffee. It's grown without herbicides, pesticides. It's mixed with 25% hemp, which is gluten-free, and it's an anti-inflammatory food. So it's just such a positive product that when I had it muscle checked for me, Don, about 3 weeks ago, I couldn't believe it was actually beneficial. Because I'm not a coffee drinker. But when she told me it was beneficial for me, it blew me away. And I checked it 10 times after that. I checked it another 10 times, and it came up as beneficial. This coffee is beneficial to me. So when I make it in the morning, believe it or not, during the day I'll have 6 or 8 cups sometimes when I'll have it, and it just doesn't affect me like one cup of coffee would at any one of the major coffee centers. Because mm-hmm. they're all loaded, I believe, like we talked about it earlier, right? MSG.
Yeah, you and I were talking about all the things that they put in the coffee, you know, the cutting agent to remove the nicotine,
yep.
the caffeine. And there's only a 1% difference, as I pointed out to you. The listening audience hasn't heard this. I'm sure there are people out there that know this. Basically, regular coffee is 97% caffeine-free. Or 96%. And the decaf is 97% caffeine-free. If you took all the caffeine out of it, it wouldn't taste anything like coffee. However, if you had a fresh bean from let's say, Central or South America, you would not believe the difference between those and some of the stuff that we buy in the stores.
That's right. Ours is from Guatemala, and it is the best. It's probably one of the best-tasting coffee beans in the world, I was told by a coffee connoisseur. I know very little about coffee. I have to say one thing. I know a lot, very little about many things, and coffee's one of them. But I tell you one thing. This coffee, when people taste it, I'm going to tell you they're going to want this coffee all the time because it's just so good for you. And it tastes so good, and it will wake you up. So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, and you won't feel like you're on pins and needles.
Not at all, man. And I'm a firm believer from all the emails that I'm getting that people that have used regular coffee had to get off it because they felt like they were on jet fuel. They felt their heart palpitating. They were nervous and jittery, and they don't feel that way when they drink this coffee. They mm-hmm. don't feel that way. So this coffee is actually beneficial to the human body, not detrimental.
Yeah. And then, you know, I think we talked a bit about, or I had this conversation with someone. I don't even know if it was you or not, but I was telling someone about the hemp coffee. And when you're taking hemp in a liquid form, it's going to get into your bloodstream faster. And it's a very smooth, non-biting taste. You know, caffeine can be very acidic. And it doesn't
absolutely
have,
very well said. I like that. It does not bite you.
You can
it's
put
wonderful.
That in your ad if you want. You have my permission.
It's just a wonderful product. But you know what? I want to read one little email to you. Is that okay?
As long as it's a little one, okay.
Very small one, and I just got it from one of my customers yesterday. And it was just very informative. And to be honest with you, I don't have it in front of me.
It's that small, you can't find it, right?
Yeah. Hold on, okay. It might be right here. Sorry about that, Don.
No, that's okay. Now, do you get a lot of email from your customers, or I presume you probably get email from people that want to find out more about the product?
A lot of emails from people that have bought the product and have reordered it 3 and 4 and 5 times, and they mm-hmm. tell me all what's happening with their family, their children. They tell me what's happening constantly. I could just tell you, I have a guy. I don't know if we put the testimony on the website, but he just sent back that he lost 60 pounds in 3 months on the products. He loves the powder seeds and oil, and he's walking 18 miles a day, and he's 60 years old.
Yeah, and, that's on your testimonial page. I think it's on the first page, in fact.
We got a whole bunch. We got about 10 testimonials to put back up. I don't know if he put that one up yet, but it should be up soon.
Mm-hmm. I read that one yesterday.
Oh, was it on there?
Yeah, it was. I read it.
Oh, it was? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because I got a whole bunch more to put up. It's been busy, you know? You can't just... It's hard to get everything up there. There's so many things to do. But, yeah, we're getting a wonderful response. As I said, I've never had a return. I've never had anybody tell me they didn't like the taste of this product. And I've never had anybody tell me that there wasn't a benefit that they have not received. They've always received the benefit. Whether it's waking their brain up, whether it's seeing a difference in their skin, their energy level, their loss of weight, or their gain of weight. You can gain weight with this product if you're underweight, because it's famous for bringing the body back to a normal balance. So if you're underweight, it's going to do something in to actually gain weight in your body. It's going to turn something on, turn something off, and you're going to benefit.
So, yeah, and in the case of someone who's very thin, it's probably going to put on or help them to put on muscle mass.
Absolutely. There's no doubt of people that will swear to that because it's happened to them.
Yeah.
And I've seen someone gain 14 pounds after breaking an arm. And they were, sedentary for quite a while, but they put weight on when they started the hemp, and they were really worried about their weight. They were losing weight. And they're actually at a normal body weight to this very day. So you can, if you're underweight, it will normalize the body system. And remember, I think we talked about, maybe it wasn't you, I don't know now, I'm trying to think about it, monosodium glutamate that's found in coffee, Don?
Oh, yes, we talked about that too, yes.
Listen, what I found out, this is from doctors and stuff that I'm finding it out, that what happens is with the monosodium glutamate, it makes the pancreas work 3 or 4 times harder. It burns out the pancreas. The pancreas is producing 3 times the amount of insulin, and it burns out. And what happens? People get diabetes. So I believe that's a very strong factor in why diabetes is so widespread in this country now. And I know we're off the beaten trail about the coffee, but our coffee doesn't have any monosodium glutamate in it. It doesn't have any nicotine in it. It doesn't have any chemicals in it or cutting agents. That's what makes it different. Now mix that with another natural product of hemp with its high frequency level, and you've got a magical coffee. You've got a magical coffee. And I'm telling you, this coffee is delicious coffee. I'm not trying to sell coffee. I'm just telling you, if you love coffee, please try this coffee. Try a pound of it. You know, get it in a 5-pound sampler. We sell hundreds of samplers every time we do a radio show. And I'm telling you, it's the way to go. And I've never had anybody said they didn't like the coffee. They just love it. I like it a little strong. I don't know about you. Do you like it strong?
I like coffee with a punch, you know. I mean,
yeah, so I use to make 8 cups in like a drip coffee. I use 8 to 10 level tablespoons or 8 to 10 heaping teaspoons. That's about right, right?
I have a special scoop that's probably equivalent to about a teaspoon and a half, and I put about 4. It'll make 10 cups of coffee, and I'm telling you, it's a rich coffee.
Yes, it's tasty. It's very tasty.
You know,
I happen to like a little milk in it. A lot of the people I sell in Canada, they like it black, you know, because they're big coffee drinkers up there. But there's a lot of people that like a little sweet. I like mine with a little stevia and a little milk. And it just, boy, it really, really is refreshing, let me tell you. Take that out and start your morning with that. Woo-hoo! Then
I got a cup right here with me now, so
I can
make it through the show.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. But, we were talking about what they're putting in foods, and it just sickens me, man. I just want to bring a food that's going to make people healthy and happy and joyous. And as I said before, Don, pregnant women, if there's any pregnant women listening to this show live, or if you're going to listen to it on a podcast a year from now, know one thing. Your baby's going to benefit when you consume this food 2 or 3 times more than you will. The fetuses, the developing fetuses, benefit from an incredible food source like this, loaded with essential fatty acids for building the brain structure of the fetus. I'm telling you, it's astounding for pregnant women. Okay? I just wanted to let you know that. And it's anti-inflammatory, of course, and gluten-free, which you're not going to find too many foods with all these benefits. You're just not going to, folks, and that's what I believe.
Well, now we can come back to hemp in a moment. I wanted to also talk about some of the other products that I saw you're carrying now. You've got the detoxifying pads. And
yes.
You've got the foot pads as well as the body pads.
Why don't you tell us a
little bit about those? Because this is new to some people. They haven't heard of this at all.
Right. Well, the detoxer foot pads are very old in Asian customs. They've been using them for probably over 200 years for detoxifying the feet. And it pulls out toxins. We're like bottles of water if we're clean or dirty. We're walking around. We're mostly water. And to pull the toxins out, they usually come out of the bottom of your feet. So when you're sleeping, if you put these pads on your feet, they will draw heavy metals out of your body and all kinds of toxins. And ours, the difference from ours compared to most of the ones on the Internet is ours do not contain chitosan, which some people are allergic to. So, and ours are also 100% natural. They'll rot away in 3 months if they're buried in the ground. So if you're going to be detoxing with water, detoxing with food, detoxing with exercise, any way you can detox, it's a blessing. Well, you can detox also at night while you're sleeping. You put these pads on your feet, you go to sleep, you wake up, and they're black. So they're going to be pulling a lot of heavy metals out of the body. You can also have the pads tested. I'm going to be putting the test site on my website soon. I haven't done it yet, but you can actually pay $20 to this test site. You go right to their site, and you can pay them through PayPal or send them a check, and they email you the results on the pads of what metals are coming out of your body and what metals are in your body. So it's very informative, and it's been very successful. I get my pads from South Korea. We sell thousands of them, and I've had very good results with all my customers.
Now, have you had, like, any heavy metal musicians that have used those, and now they're playing light rock?
That's pretty good, Todd. Yes. No, I have not. That's very cute. But they are amazing, and they do work. And I always say, if you're going to detox, do it any way you can. Get it from all angles. And this is just another way to detox the body.
Now,
and
I noticed.
What's nice is if you're using hemp at the same time, you're causing greater digestion in the stomach, which is going to free up more energy to detox. It'll be a plus to use the pads. You know what I'm saying, Don?
Yeah. Now,
it'll be another help pull out. If it's pushing and you're going to be pulling at the same time, there's a benefit to that. So I'm putting the pads on my feet tonight before I go to sleep, actually.
Now, that question is going to arise where someone wants to know, what is it in the pads that is causing the toxins to come out? Is it an herb or a combination, you know, a blend of herbs?
There's a combination of herbs and all kinds of things. We list everything right on the site. And they can go to hempusa.org and go to the left under detox or foot pads and read up about that. So, yeah, they actually are they're herbs that are able to absorb toxins from the body. And the sweat from the feet, when we sweat at night, it's drawn from that, and it goes right through. And it pulls. See, since we're standing on our feet 15 hours a day, right?
Or more than those toxins move down through your circulatory system to your feet, yeah.
Exactly. And when you go to sleep, they're still down there, and now you're going to be pulling them out. And when you wake up, you'll find they'll be black. And you wipe your feet off, and you throw them in the garbage, or you can send them to the testing agency one time and see what you're pulling out. So they're pretty cool. And we have a very good price on them, too. I find people tell me I'm cheaper than most of the companies on the Internet. So I do quite well with them. And then we also have that water machine, right? I have that Alkalizer Plus.
which is right up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that. Now, that makes what a gallon and a half an hour. No,
that will make a gallon in about maybe less than a minute.
Oh, is it less than a minute? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This goes through an alkalization process, which splits. It actually restructures the water. It actually makes the molecule six times smaller, so it can penetrate the human cell much faster. It's smaller, and it'll penetrate. So it hydrates the body faster. But the main thing is you're separating the acid mineral from the alkaline mineral, and we're just going to be drinking the alkaline. So you can go from 7 to 14 on the alkalinity level. They recommend 7 to 9 for average. But if somebody's extremely acidic, you want to give them a higher level, and you can adjust it. So I'd rather put alkaline water in my body than acidic water any day.
Oh, yeah.
And this water literally is definitely beneficial to the body. Plus, it goes through a filter with 7 filters in it, including a silver filter, which kills 650 viruses. And it will take out chlorine. It will not take out fluoride. You need another fluoride filter hooked up to it. But I've been selling these for 12 years. We just put them up on the site a month ago. And we do quite well with it. I've never had any in for service. And they're workhorses. So if anybody's looking at a water machine, it's a great price, and it's a great machine. It's a workhorse of the industry. I've seen them start at $1,800 to $4,000, and there's no reason to spend that kind of money when you can get a machine for $950.
Now, how often does one have to change a filter on that?
That lasts 1,000 gallons. So a customer can make 1,000 gallons. It would actually cost them 8.9 cents to make a gallon of pure alkaline, delicious velvet water. That's what it tastes like. It's velvety. It's not hard anymore. It's velvety, and it's just enjoyable to drink. Coffee tastes better. Soups taste better. Macaroni, whatever you're cooking in water, it's going to taste better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a great way to go. And I work with well water. I have a 200-foot well here, so I put a sediment filter in my basement. Then I run it up through this filter. So you can imagine what my water's like. Praise
now,
God.
Does the machine have a readout, Tom, that you can tell what the alkalinity of the water is?
Yes, it does. Oh, absolutely. You can set it at any level you want to go at. And you can also test it for its alkalinity. It comes with a liquid tester that you can put in a little bottle. You test a little bit of the water, and it shows you the color, and it's got a color chart.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very accurate. It's amazing. I drink purple. When I check mine, it's like purple. And as you get down to the acid scale, the color becomes green and then yellow and then yellow, and totally orange is acid.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes with a color chart that you stick right on there, and you just get to know it automatically. And,
now, people are just waking up to the fact that they're putting fluorine in the water, or various types of fluorides, which originally...
Fluoride is the excrement, I say, the leftover residue from manufacture of aluminum. They don't know what to do with it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So now
we're talking about
the benefit of having an alkaline system, whereas an acidic system breeds infection. That's where
most of
your diseases
right, it breeds
from.
Cancer. And we're talking about where it should be alkaline. We have alkaline acid systems throughout our body, but we're mostly alkaline. Our biggest acid system is our stomach. It's got to have hydrochloric acid in it to digest the food. So we don't want to alkalize that, but what we're going to alkalize are the other systems in our body that are alkaline, and they'll be more alkaline. But what's amazing about this machine, I forgot to tell you, is the opposite side is it creates acid water that either runs down a drain, or you can save it in gallons and use it for your flowers and your vegetables, because they love acid water.
Mm-hmm. Azaleas love acid.
Huh?
Azaleas love an acidic soil.
Oh,
so
flowers and plants, most.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, so you could literally save all the acid water in gallon or 5-gallon pails, and you can also use it for your face, because it's tremendous to keep the acid mantle on the face. Very beneficial to your face, acid water. Very beneficial. So this machine produces two. It produces alkaline water for health of the human body, making the water more penetrable into the body, and it actually passes the blood-brain barrier, and it feeds the brain. So the smaller the molecule, the better the water, and the cleaner the water as it goes through the filter. So, and then the other side, it makes acid water. So it's a machine that does both.
I wonder if you could wash the foot pads and get maybe one more night of use out of them by using the acid water. No, forget it. Forget I said that.
You can't do that. You'd throw them out, and you'd use them again. Then you use another new pair. Yeah, and then they rot away. But let me tell you something. When you try these and use them for a solid month, you're going to feel a difference in your brain. I'm not kidding you. It's a detoxer, and it detoxes pretty heavy. So some people, they'll be black for 6 months. It just depends on who they are and how toxic they are. Most Americans are very toxic, you know. So yeah. That's another benefit to it. But, yeah, these are very beneficial to health, and I'm very much into things that are healthy. I also have another product that's called... it's a product for chemtrails. It's not really on my website yet, but it's called Upper Respiratory, and mm-hmm. It's for the upper respiratory of the human body. When they spray the chemtrails, they lay in everybody's body, wherever they are. They get on our food, they get in everything, and our bodies hold mycotoxins. And what this does is this kind of destroys all that before it gets in throughout the system. So you could do a couple of drops on your tongue, and you can keep a little 5-mil bottle in your pocket. It's called Upper Respiratory, and they're $29.95. It's just that I have not had time to put them up on the site, and I haven't had time for the artwork yet. But people might want that, and it's a great little product. It's small enough to carry in your purse, keep it in your car, keep it in your pants, and it's just nice because it just it fights all viruses and mouth infections. And all the way down through the upper respiratory and the lungs. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Figure I'd tell you that, too.
Yeah, I remember clicking on the link, and I saw that you hadn't had it posted, so I knew you were getting ready to launch another product there.
Yeah, I have a couple other ones, too. No. A lot of things are happening. But if you want to have any callers call in, you can.
Oh, they know they're welcome to call. I'll put the word out. You just did, but the listening audience this evening is welcome to call in and ask Tom James a question about the hemp or any of the other products that his company is selling. And I urge you to go to Tom's website as well, hempusa.org. And check out the products. You include shipping with a certain size order too, I know.
Yes, I do. No, well, we have a minimum of $95 order now, but we ship for free. We do not charge shipping anywhere in the 50 states, including Hawaii. And boy, Hawaii ordered a lot this month. A lot of people from Hawaii order. And I just got an email about 5 minutes ago from a lady in Germany. And she didn't want to use anything over the Internet, so she's just emailing me her credit card. It's funny how people are, you know. Some people use PayPal. Some people don't use any checks. They write money orders. Some people send cash. But I make it easy for everybody to spend money. Even if they can't afford it with the U.S. dollars, they can trade me silver or gold.
Hmm.
So if you ever want to get rid of some of your gold, Don... You can send it my way, and I'll send you some food, because food is going to be your greatest asset anyway.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And then what are you going to do with the gold?
Well, I don't have any, so it would be nice to have a little bit, and I would trade a portion of my inventory for gold or silver. Really, honestly, I've had people do it already in the last couple months. I've had a number of people call me, and I've done it, and I said, sure. Hey, it's money, right?
Mm-hmm.
The real money. So if somebody has an abundance of gold or silver and they have too much and they really don't have any storable food, they're a really smart way to go. You know, come on, call me up, send it to me, no problem. I've had a lot of people do it. And I don't mind. A little bit here, a little bit there. I think I'm helping people kind of get a balance in their life. Some people are storing too much gold and silver, but in the last days, when you're not going to be able to use it, you're going to need food. So don't have too much of anything. Have a little bit of everything. Good idea?
Yeah, yeah,
be
absolutely.
Diversified. You know, God gave us a brain, so we've got to be diversified. Don't overdo the gold. Don't overdo the silver. Don't overdo anything. Just do a little bit of everything, and you'll be fine. I believe. I really do. But I really do believe people should really take serious thought about storable food. Our storable food is a fifth the price of any storable food out there. It takes up one-tenth the room, and it's the most densely nutrient plant known to man. So why wouldn't you want this food in your storehouse? Why wouldn't you? That's all I'm asking. It's so very basic to understand. Have some of it. Have 25, 50 pounds, even 10 pounds, so you have a six-month supply. Have something. Plan for the future. And if you don't use it, rotate it back into your food supply, and you don't lose a penny. Right, Don?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
you know, you're gonna use the hemp anyway. I mean, I'm using it right now. You know, there's a lot of concern that food supplies are going to run short, and that is a possibility. We're not trying to create fear here. But there is a solution, and it's a long lasting, it's a satisfying food. It's not something where, you know, I had maybe a couple of teaspoons full of these hemp nuts that I was talking about.
Oh, they'll bring your appetite right down, right away.
Yeah, and I didn't get hungry after that, you know.
I
felt satisfied, and it's not like eating a bag of potato chips or a box of popcorn where you have all these additives that cause you to keep eating and eating and eating because these
nutrition, and it turns on something in the back of the brain that makes you want more. That's what monosodium glutamate does. It makes you fat, stupid, dumb, and wanting more.
Yeah. Well, I'll give out some numbers here, Tom, for those that aren't looking at their screens. If you have a question for Tom James, you can call toll-free 877-876-5227 in the USA only, or in the USA and Canada, you can call 888-815-9756, and we'll leave it at those two numbers right there. The lines are burning up right now, so we don't
want
to.
And then after the fact, if they want to call me, if they have any questions about their health or any of the products, they can call me at 908-691-2608 in the USA. And I'm here for you. I love helping everybody.
Yes, I can vouch for the fact that you're there. If you're there,
I'm here right now, all day
and all night.
All day and all night, yeah. That's when I'm not playing golf. No, I'm only kidding. I don't play that much. I've been working really hard, brother. I tell you, I do need to play, though, soon. But, no, honestly, I'd love to have some people call in and ask questions, and if people are, you know, intuitive about something and they don't know. I tell you one thing we should talk about and touch base on, that hemp is not marijuana and marijuana is not hemp again. We should.
I'm reading your
really
mind. Or you're reading mine. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a totally different product. There's 350 varieties. Some grow to 50 feet tall and are trees. Some grow as small as 2 feet and are plants, and they're only used for their seeds. Some are used for building products, and some are used for wood products and clothing. And some are used for plastics, and all different parts of the plants are used. So the only thing we use as a food supply company is we only use the seed. The rest of the plant is ground up, and it goes back into the soil. And every third year, the plant is removed off that farm and moved to another location to let something else grow, because it's a wonderful rotational crop. They've done more harm to the farmers than anything by taking hemp out of the rotational crop of our food supply. The other reason our food supply is diminished and there's no minerals in our food is because the hemp plant allowed the deep root system to go down many, many feet into the earth to allow the minerals to come to the surface. That's not happening now. And I believe our government knew that. And I believe they knew in the coming years it would affect the nutrition of the plants that are growing and feeding this country. It's almost like they wantonly want to make us weak and sick. So I'm telling you, whoever's listening to this, please listen. I'm not kidding. This is an incredible food. When you get it in your body, it will change your life. It'll change your thinking process. It'll put you on another level of consciousness, and it will make you more aware than you've ever been. Will you vouch for that, Don?
I will. I'll vouch for it.
Even if you're not doing a coffee, I'm telling you, it'll just make you aware, and it'll make it. It'll. I believe it really is powerful in opening up the pineal gland in the center of the brain, and it's calcifying in most people now because of the food supply, because of fluoridation of the water, because of all the poisons that are in the air. That if you get on this food, it's going to clean the body up, and it's going to put you on another level of understanding. So,
that's an agenda they have. That's one reason why they put the fluorine in the water.
To cause
that crystallization of the pineal gland, which
normally
is filled with water.
Our pineal glands are filled with water, and it should be clean, positive water, but that's how they find out, right? From that video, that's how they find out if you have brain cancer. If there's a white calcification mark in the brain when you get an MRI, and if it's off the center of the brain, they know there's a brain tumor there. That's how they look, and they define if you have a brain tumor, by the calcification of the pineal gland. Is that something?
Yeah, and, I had two cousins pass away quite a long time ago from brain tumors. And, this was in the 60s. And they already knew back then. And they weren't that old. Both of them were in their early 20s. So it's very unusual. But you have to stop and think what they were doing to our water and our food back then. Because these viruses and bacteria that cause these debilitating diseases really don't have to exist, and the body is quite capable of defending itself against them. So
the body is capable of defending itself. God created a wonderful body. I mean, I praise the Lord for our bodies that are so complex and so amazing. That our body is meant to heal, but we need the nutrients to allow it to heal. They're stopping it. Now the WTO, World Trade Organization, is trying to control it through Codex Alimentarius, which is a worldwide ban on the amount of minerals a human being can take.
Oh, yeah.
And then this is something that's going to blow your mind. I must have given this video out to hundreds of people, thousands of people. It's called We Become Silent. If you put that in Google, We Become Silent, a movie will come up. I think it's about a 20 or 30 minute movie on Codex Alimentarius that will blow anybody's mind. That they're going to have actually police come to your home if you have specific amounts of magnesium and it's over the normal amount allowed by Codex Alimentarius. They're doing it in Europe, it's already in Canada, and it's passed in the United States. It's not enforced yet. So it will happen. If you have ample amounts of my vitamin C over a certain amount, you can go to jail. They're going to be locking people up who have large amounts in their home. So they're going
That's
to come
insanity.
In and check.
Huh? We're talking about pure insanity.
Yes. This is, Codex Alimentarius passed last June. And you can read about it. Just go look at the video. We Become Silent. And I'm trying to think of his name. He did a little movie on there. You'll see it. He's a famous guy. Anyway, he did a little movie on there, a little movie shot, and it's hilarious. But it's the truth, and it's a very scary thing. It's all about control, Don. You know that. They don't want the human body to excel or to become what it truly should be, a healthy specimen to 120 years. They don't want that. I think Genesis 3:6 says, man shall not be immortal, but he shall live to be 120, you know? So I believe a healthy body, a real healthy man in our age, in our time, should live to be about 120. But if you go back in all Bible times, 4,000 years ago, they lived to be 960 years old. Methuselah lived to be 960.
Mm-hmm.
That it's amazing. But the essential fatty acids in all our hemp products govern the growth and vitality of the mind, and it's going to make the mind work. I mean, it really makes your brain work. So that's our greatest safeguard against diseases is essential fatty acids and vitamins, minerals, nutrients we get from a good quality food like hemp. You know?
Now, in a past show, you were describing how this one farmer gave was it the hemp oil he gave to his pigs?
No, it was the hemp powder.
Or the powder? Okay.
Yeah, I think it was the powder they used. They put it in the pig slop.
And they lost weight.
The pigs lost weight. They got muscular, and they found a few of them in the back of the barn lifting weights. It was amazing. And some of them were running in place on two hooves. I don't believe I'm saying that. I'm kidding. You know that, right?
You're being a ham.
They were
now.
Not running in place. I was kidding. But they were very muscular. And they have up in Canada right now, they sell pig shirts for certain racing pigs. You can actually put a shirt on your pig, and you can see that he's muscle-bound. And, you know, it's pretty cool.
You're being a ham.
Yeah, I'm being a ham. No, but that's really where they started. They started with the pigs, and they realized it was so beneficial that nobody's going to buy a pig that's muscular and slim that looks like a racing pig. They want them fat and meaty, you know, so they can chop them up. But this food is, it's really something, you know, Don? I mean, I don't know what else to say to people. Try it, you'll like it, you know what I mean? And one of our things on our website is see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Well, see what they can do. Try it. You'll be quite amazed. And you're going to find that when you try this food, not only will it cut down your appetite because of the vitamin, mineral, nutrient intensity of it, you're not going to be hungry, of course. And you're going to find that you're going to be cutting down probably 80, 90% of the supplements you're taking because you will not desire to eat them. Have you noticed that yet, Don?
Oh, yeah.
I
weaned myself of all that stuff a long time ago anyway, but I don't get cravings, you know.
Body knows when you're done with something. And what I'm saying, when you get on hemp, your body's going to be done with a lot of things you used to buy at the health food store. Because most people are buying things that they don't need anyway. Most people are suffering from malabsorption anyway, so the things they're buying aren't even working.
Mm-hmm.
They'll buy it 3-4 months, they won't buy it anymore. Or they'll buy it and take it forever, and it's not really doing anything. Well, when you get hemp in your body, since it's so densely nutrient, you're going to realize that you're not even going to have a desire to take anything like that anymore. You know? And that's what happens to many, many people. I hear it all day long. It happened to me, and I told you it will happen. And people call me and tell me from all over the country and all over the world that, it's amazing what I'm not taking now. People just take hemp. You know, it's fantastic. It's a fantastic food. Today, I did a hemp shake at 12 o'clock. I didn't do another hemp shake until maybe about a half hour before the show.
And you're racing right now. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute. Listen, I didn't even eat anything today because this was a nice day for me to give my stomach a break, you know, because I'm nice and thin and I'm strong, you know, and I'm healthy. But I like to give my stomach a break. Even though I eat 80, 90% raw food, I just had no desire to eat anything. I had a hemp shake, and I had one almost 12 hours apart. Can you imagine that?
Well, I know the effects of it.
Tremendous.
And then, you know, if you get hungry, you remember you can munch on the seeds or the soft centers, which are the hulled seeds. And I'm going to tell you about my bird, by the way.
Wonderful in-between food is the hemp seed. Boy, one handful, one full handful of seed will give you all the nutrients your body needs for a 24-hour period. You show me a food that gives you that much nutrition packed in a handful of seeds, and I will buy you a radio station, my friend, and I will employ every person there for you. What do you say, Don?
Yeah, why don't you do that anyway, and then...
I'm just telling you, it's just an incredible thing. And another thing, the seeds are really nuts. Remember I told you they're really nuts?
Yeah.
the outer shell of a nut that you can eat. I don't know of any other nut that you can eat the outer shell that's beneficial for the human body. Show me one. I want to see it. And if you find me one, I'll buy you a new car. Okay?
Okay. I'll have to see.
You find me a nut that you can eat the shell of that's not detrimental to the body, but beneficial to the body. And I will, I'll keep my word. But it's amazing. So it's a very incredible food. Every time you turn around, there's something new about it. It's the way it's grown, the way it feeds the ground, the way it cleans the air, the way it puts oxygen back in the air. It's just an amazing plant. And it's an awfully beautiful plant. I was on Jeff Rentz about a month and a half ago, and he just commented on how beautiful the plant is. It really is a beautiful plant. God really made a wonderful, wonderful plant for mankind to benefit from. This should not be in prohibition for 71 years, Don.
Well, I saw the picture on your site. On your site, you've got the picture of the farmer standing there in on the dirt road, and the field is right behind him there. It's at least 12 or 13 feet
1940.
Tall.
Yeah, that was in Kentucky in 1940.
Oh, was that? Wow.
And that was in that was a 15-foot hemp plant. That wasn't a food plant. That was more for the war effort. That was for rope. That was for canvas. That was for parachute linings. That was for the insides of all the army boots. And they made those farmers grow it back then. 50,000 acres they were going up to, and then they stopped it, you know. So we should have millions of acres growing in this country, millions by now. I mean, this is the year 2008, and it's still in prohibition. That's sick, man. It really is sick about it. It's sick. Anyway, I just want the American people to know about it, and anyone who's listening in another country, know what I'm saying is true, because God raised me up to bring this to the American people, that hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. Our government wanted that to be one. They wanted to use the propaganda to get that thought that it's one plant. Well, one has nothing to do with the other, even though it's a same species, different variety, but they're separate plants. They look totally different. They grow totally different. Marijuana grows with branches, and it looks like a bush. And hemp grows tall and thin and a stalk with no branches. And it creates a shading the way it grows together so weeds don't grow underneath it. And it's got some enemies when it comes to insects, but not as many as the regular crops.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, my bird is asking for it now by name. He learned the word, and you know, he's a talker and a singer, and he asks for it. You know, I'd be munching on the soft centers, and he'll say, "What's that?" And I said, "That's
your bird."
My bird, yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, they love hemp, bro. They love hemp. You got to get your bird some bird seed. I got bird hemp seed just for birds. We just got 2,500 pounds in, I think. It's actually a pretty good seller. The birds just go nuts. You don't even have to give them yours because the bird seed's half the price.
Well, he didn't have the animal version, so I gave him some of mine.
Oh, and what did he say?
What's that?
What did he say? What did the bird say?
He said, "That's good." And then he said,
"No,
can I have some more?"
Get out!
He talks. I'm telling you, he carries on conversations.
The bird said, "That's good. Can I have some more?"
Yeah. The first time he saw me eating them, he asked me, "What's that?"
No kidding.
He said, "Is that chicken?" And I said, "No, it's not chicken. This is hemp seed."
Did he say hemp seed?
He watched me, and then he said, "I have a bowl. Can I have some? I'm a good boy." So I put some in his seed bowl. And he ate them all.
You're kidding me. And what happened?
He's still alive. He loves them. He asks for them by name.
Well, I got to tell you a secret. You want to know what's going to happen to your bird now? You want to hear it, the truth. I'm honest. I'm telling you.
You want to put him on a commercial?
No. What's going to happen to your bird is not only is he going to be healthier, he's going to talk more. You're going to see a difference in his attitude. He's going to be more attentive. He's going to be brighter. And his color of his feathers are going to get more intense. That is a known fact. Bird seeds, hemp seeds are incredible for birds. Absolutely incredible for them. Birds will sing 30 to 50% more when they have hemp seed. Did you know that? That is a known fact.
Well, the seed that I've been giving him for the past 16 years is actually, it has hemp seed in it, but it's got
seeds. Are you sure?
But it's not the same, I can tell you.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I know most of the bird seed in America does not have hemp seed in it, and I'd like to know which one has hemp seed in it, because did you see the size of our hemp seed?
Mm-hmm.
You compare it with the hemp seed in the bird seed?
Yeah.
Did you actually see hemp seed in bird seed? I thought they took it out many years ago.
No, they're still putting it in.
Well, on some, not all, because most bird seed does not have hemp seed in it, trust me.
Yeah,
so
I give them a premium kind of seed, you know.
Yes, a premium seed. But we sell hemp seed, bird seed, for $110 for 25 pounds. But that's pure hemp seed for birds. And they're all different sizes, big ones, small ones. But the birds love them, man. The birds love them. And it's just really good. They're really good seed. But it's less than half the price of the regular seed for human beings.
Now, I have also like a bird pasta that I make for him with fruits and vegetables.
Oh.
And I have different dishes, and I put a little bit of the powder in there and a little bit of the oil.
Mm.
And he goes nuts over that. And then I have to give...
Oh, yeah, I have dogs that just won't eat their food without... Once you start them on hemp oil, they crave it. They want that hemp oil. They'll bark... And they'll bark endlessly to get it. I've seen it more than once. Now I'm hearing it from your bird. It's amazing. I love it.
I'm wondering when you're going to come out for something with something for the fish now, because I've got fish too.
Oh, you really want to know the truth about that? They love. Oh man, they go into a frenzy over hemp seed. Did you know that? Salmon will go into a frenzy over it.
Well, I don't have any salmon at home.
Give me an example.
I wouldn't be able to keep them in the tank. They'd be jumping out all the time.
They literally frenzy over hemp seed, okay? Animals love hemp. It's a wonderful food because they know that it's wonderful for their body. So I'm only here with a message. I'm not here to sell anything. I'm here to educate, really. And I'm waiting for some phone calls, you know?
Well, we're out of time. I guess they're just loving listening to the show. So,
I just got started. Let's do another 2 hours.
Well, we'll have you back on another show. How's that?
Okay.
But you're probably going to have to wait till the last week of this month or first part of next month.
Okay, well, whatever you say, my friend, it's going to have to be the law, because I take orders from you.
All right, well, I appreciate you coming on so late at night.
Thank you.
Or I should say early in the morning, actually, because it is morning on the East Coast. I want to encourage everybody to go to Tom's website, hempusa.org. Or call him, and I've got this number memorized. Tell me if I've got it correct here. You can call Tom during normal business hours at 908-691-2608.
HempUSA.org. And can I leave with one thing? Hemp seed is the most nutritionally complete and highest frequency food source for human beings. Just remember that. It's the most complete food. There is no other food that compares to it. So why not put it in your body? Why not? You got all these big companies selling water that they say it turns you into and all kinds of things in it. Why not buy something natural that comes right from God, right from God's earth, and right to your door? Nothing added, nothing adulterated, no sweetener added, nothing. It's pure, and it will change your life. Okay?
All right. Well, I'm doing that, and I'm sure many of the listeners will too. Tom,
and the longer they do it, all their organs in their body will be operating at the highest capacity. Their electrical energy will be surging. They'll enjoy the sun more. They'll start getting things changed in their life, and they'll be like a magnet for positive things. That's what hemp does for you. It brings positive things into your life. Okay? So it's an emotional food. It's a spiritual food. It's a physical food. It will work in all these areas. God wants us to have this food, you know, especially now with everything that's going on. Okay,
Tom, we got to say goodnight. Thanks for being on the show.
I love you, buddy.
We'll have you on real soon. Love you, too.
Thanks,
folks,
buddy.
You have been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and our guest this evening from HempUSA.org, Mr. Tom James. And you can see Tom's website and read about all the wonderful products he's got there. He is also a sponsor of Evident Footprints and BBSRadio.com. So we thank him for his sponsorship as well. And again, that phone number, 908-691-2608. Again, that's 908-691-2608. And special thanks to Don Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and for Seth Hendrick on the sound. With that, I would like to see everyone come back again tomorrow night. I will have a great show lined up for you. You can go to my website, directlightproductions.com, click on radio schedule. You can also listen to archives of Evident Footprints there or read any of my research-based articles. Got a lot of videos up, a lot of photos, a lot of interesting things. You can spend days and days and days on my site, they tell me, and still not see everything that's there. I wish everyone a very peaceful, light-filled, and love-filled night, and a good night.
This is inspirational speaker Wambui Bahati, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS.com.